Welcome to the Vanguard Radio Show. I am your host, Terry Pavlik, Editor-in-Chief of Vanguard Magazine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vanguard Radio Podcast. I am Marcelo Sugdeo, sitting in for Nestor Aureliano. In the show today, we will talk about wounded warriors and some of their programs that are being used to assist those that have been injured in the line of duty. Joining me to talk more about this is Astrid Newland of Thales Canada. Astrid is also serving as VP Marketing and Affiliations for Women in Defense and Security and is a strong supporter of wounded warriors. Hi, Astrid. Welcome to Vanguard Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
When we think about wounded warriors, we think about injured soldiers. Is it right to say that wounded warriors are just soldiers?
No, actually, Wounded Warriors is supporting injured, ill and injured service people from Canadian Armed Forces, but also from the first responder community. And broadly speaking, that would include police, fire, and paramedics.
Okay. Can you share with us a few examples of programs that Wounded Warriors Canada is involved in currently that is really making an impact in the lives of wounded warriors and their families?
I do know that there are programs that involve their equine programs, so with horses. There are programs with dogs, you know, all sorts of variety of things. I think there's maybe even skiing programs. So some of it is physical activity and some of it is not necessarily physical activity, but it's all the different ways that you can help ill and injured service people move forward in their lives.
So can you tell us a little more about your role with Wounded Warriors?
My role is really as a volunteer and as a passionate supporter of Wounded Warriors. I heard about it, let's say, three, four months ago. So it's very new to me. And I heard about it through a friend who is doing a bike ride through the battlefields in Italy this summer. And I met the executive director and you know, he was telling me about the first domestic ride, which is happening this September 24th and 25th along the Highway of Heroes. So from Trenton, from the Afghan Memorial to Queen's Park. And that is something that I could do. I mean, I could, you know, I didn't have time to go traveling in Europe this summer, but I could do this domestic ride. And when I heard about it and I understood what the parameters around it were, I thought, well, I for sure will do it on my own. But if I can build a team of friends and colleagues to join me, then I would be happy to do that. So I've built a team. Right now we have 6 members of our team. It might grow a little bit more. Our team is called Never Give Up, and our team is made up of me, a non-military background, non-police, fire, paramedic background, but a business development executive within the defense and security industry, and a number of police officers from municipal as well as provincial police, a veteran from the Canadian Armed Forces, a para-athlete, and also a medical doctor who's a good friend of mine and passionate for riding as well as passionate for supporting wounded warriors.
And that's really cool. How can someone join your team? Are you looking for more members?
Well, absolutely. For sure, I would think that we'd be looking for more members. There's no maximum numbers to the team. And so I'm happy to support anyone who wants to join our team so they can contact me. They can contact me through the Wounded Warriors website under my name or the team name. So it's woundedwarriors.ca and my name, Astrid Neuland, or the team name, Never Give Up. And you can see who is on our team already. And anyone who wants to join needs to make a commitment to raise $1,000 for the ride and also needs to pay the registration fee, which allows you to have the overnight accommodation on Saturday evening, as well as the dinner. So we are starting from the Afghan Memorial and doing 100 kilometers and then another 100 kilometers into Queen's Park on the Sunday, on the second day.
I know that Wounded Warriors has different events that they hold from time to time. How can one go about to participate in such a fundraising activity?
Well, when I look at their website, and I'm just starting to get to know the organization, there are a number of activities, and there are always contact points for each of the activities. I would go straight to the website.
If someone is interested in donating to Wounded Warriors, where can they go?
They can go to woundedwarriors.ca and they can make a single donation. They can do a monthly donation. They can go to the Highway of Heroes bike ride, which is the ride that I'm doing, and they can sponsor any one of the teams. They can sponsor my team, Never Give Up, which would be terrific. That's how they can support. And they can also support, I think, by getting involved from a volunteering standpoint. Or, you know, one of the things that I've done, I'm an outdoor enthusiast, and I paddle and ski and things like that. So I've talked to them about, you know, do I have any connections to introduce them to open doors to new activities? So I've introduced them to friends of mine who are in the rafting business to see if there's an opportunity for Wounded Warriors involved in rafting.
That's great. In closing, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Support Wounded Warriors, whether it's my team or another team. Join in. There's still some room. There's only 200 riders that they're going to allow for this trip, and there's still some spaces available. And if you're interested in joining my team, then contact me through the Wounded Warriors website.
Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us here today, Astrid. All the best to you and your team at Wounded Warriors.
Thank you so much.
Every day, many men and women place their lives at risk to protect and serve us. Unfortunately, some have been injured during their duty to take care of this great country of ours. Now is the time to help the Wounded Warriors by participating in their fundraising activities or by making a donation. Please take a few minutes and go to woundedwarriors.ca to make a donation today. And also check back regularly for upcoming fundraising activities. Thanks for joining us today. Until next week, this is Marcelo Sugdeo, filling in for Nestor Arellano, saying bye for now.